It's a great privilege for me and Christina, my wife, to be here once more and to rejoice in the many blessings, in the many benefits that we received through Christ. And it's really unbelievable that it's already 10 years that I visited this church for the first time. I remember some of you were younger. There were less children around. And so it is so beautiful to see your nice families, your beautiful children, and to rejoice with you as the Lord continues to keep and preserve our lives through the gospel. I bring you the greetings of our church, the Church Philadelphia in Milan, and also the greetings of other people spread around in various places in Italy. And I will give you some information about these other people later on during my presentation. And it will be my joy to bring back your greetings to our congregation when we will go back home. Please turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. We shall read from verse 40 through verse 45. Let us hear the word of God. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof for them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. Thus far, the reading of the Word of God. In this episode, Mark shows us that Jesus came into our world to bring hope into our desperation. Mark, in his gospel, tells us about the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, showing that Jesus came into this world not to be served, but to serve us, the gospel of God. In fact, Mark tells his story about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, showing us that Jesus identified himself with the servant about whom the prophet Isaiah spoke. And so, in our text, Mark is trying to show once more the glory and the authority of the one who came as a servant. Because people found difficult to see in this servant the authority and the glory of God himself. And so Mark shows us in this episode that the humble servant from Nazareth of Galilee is exalted for the wonders he performs, and especially because in his compassion he brings hope into the life of this leper. This particular story helps us to think about our own story. The condition of the leper resembles our own condition. And so we have an opportunity, reading this story, to think about, in general, to the human condition and about the meaning of Jesus coming into the world. Jesus came into our world to bring hope into our desperation. And in spite of our cosmetic exertions in order to put a mask to reality, we see and we feel that this world is indeed a desperate place, a valley of tears. We try not to think. We try to distract ourselves. We pretend that all is well in our world, and we allow our spirits to be numbed by the culture of the spectacular and of celebrities, as if everything went well in our desperate world. And yet, sometime, things happen, maybe suddenly, that force us to see and to feel desperation. This was the experience of a famous painter, a Norwegian painter. His name was Edvard Munch. And Edvard Munch is famous especially for his painting called The Scream. Maybe some of you know this famous painting called The Scream. And this painter wrote in his diary in 1892 how he was brought to paint the painting called The Scream. And he tells us, "I was walking along a path with two friends as the sun was setting." A very normal, common, nice experience. "I was walking along a path with two friends as the sun was setting. But suddenly the sky turned blood red. I paused. I felt exhausted, and I leaned on the fence. There was blood and thongs of fire above the blue sky and above the city. My friends walked on, and I stood there trembling with anxiety. And I sensed an infinite scream passing through nature. I could hear the scream. And so I painted this picture. I painted the clouds as actual blood, and this became the scream." And since I conclude this introduction, since all of us in one way or another scream in this valley of tears, let us open our eyes and our ears, praying God to give us faith, for Jesus came into this world to bring hope into our desperation. In fact, and this is our first observation on this text, in fact, we see in Mark's story that Jesus meets desperation. Jesus came into this world to encounter, to meet desperation. Mark tells us that suddenly desperation comes to Jesus in the person of the leper. We cannot tell exactly what specific disease affected this miserable man, because in the Bible, the word leprosy, especially in Leviticus 13 and 14, was referred to various skin diseases, and not just to what we call today Hansen's disease. But nevertheless, we have in the story a few indications showing us that the condition of the leper was indeed a desperate condition. We read that the leper came to him. Why the leper comes to Jesus? Because lepers, according to the law of Moses, were supposed to live by themselves. They were not allowed to live within the community. So, because of this reason, the leper comes to Jesus, meets Jesus. So, we see the desperation of this man in the fact that he is willing to break the law in order to come to Jesus. And in spite of his impurity, so great was his desperation that he disregards what the law of Moses prescribed. Maybe you remember another story in the Gospel of Luke, a story about 10 lepers who cried for mercy to Jesus, but they stood at a distance from Jesus because lepers were supposed to live by themselves. So this man is so desperate that came to Jesus. And we see his desperation also in the fact that the man implores Jesus. He cries out to Jesus because of his misery and suffering. And so great was his desperation that Mark tells us that the man fell at Jesus' feet. So this is a description of desperation. And we must understand that it is not a desperate condition only because of intense physical sufferings. As I already mentioned, lepers had to live by themselves because of their ceremonial uncleanness. And when someone was declared unclean by the priests, that was like a kind of death sentence for those who were declared lepers. And that was because this ceremonial uncleanness brought with it both religious and social consequences. Not only a leper was deprived of his health, but especially someone declared unclean was deprived of his family, of his friends, of his job, because he was banished even from within the covenant community. And to be declared unclean meant to lose one's own identity and becoming like a living ghost. And the only consolation, the only comfort of lepers was the company of other lepers. I mentioned already the episode in Luke 17 where Luke speaks about these 10 lepers who go to Jesus. They were living together because they had been banished from the community and they lost everything. And the only comfort was the company of each other. Or maybe we also can remember the story told in 2 Kings 7 about the 4 lepers who entered into the camp of the Syrian army. The same thing. They lost everything, and the only comfort they had was the company of other lepers. So, in telling this story, Mark is showing us that Jesus came into our world to meet, to confront our desperation. But secondly, we see that Jesus, when he is confronted with desperation, stretches out his hand and touches desperation. And this is the heart of our story. For Mark exalts the compassion of Jesus towards the desperate man. What a wonderful Savior we have. Desperate people are forgotten by everyone because man in his own self-centeredness marginalize desperate people. But the gospel shows us that Jesus does the exact opposite. He stretches out his hand, and in his compassion, he touches the leper, and with divine authority, heals immediately the leper, making him clean again. And as we think about this act of Jesus, this gesture, and we think about this act, this gesture, in the context of the whole message of the Bible, we see the superiority of Jesus as we compare him with the characters and the institutions of the Old Testament. Maybe you remember the story told in Numbers 12 when Miriam is stricken with leprosy and Moses can only cry out to the Lord to heal her. Or we may recall the story of Naaman the Syrian, the great Syrian general, a man of war, a powerful person. Naaman the Syrian went to Israel begging Elijah the prophet to heal him. But the prophet stays afar and sends a servant to tell Naaman to bath 7 times into the Jordan River. And as we think to the priests could only recognize when a healing happened and they could just perform a ritual purification, declaring lepers clean again. But no one in the Old Testament could touch a leper. No one. But Jesus, meeting the desperation of the leper, doesn't pray to God to heal the leper, as Moses prayed. Jesus does not keep at a distance like the prophet Elisha, and Jesus doesn't limit himself in recognizing something that is beyond his control. And so in this story, as it is told us by Mark, we see that Jesus is the true prophet and the true great priest. And that is because in this act, in this gesture of Jesus, in stretching out his hand, touching the leper, we see that Jesus is God. We don't only see in this story the superiority of Jesus, we see the divinity or the deity of Jesus. Because this expression is used many times in the Old Testament to describe the acts of God himself. In the Old Testament, it is God himself who stretches out his hand or his arm and, for example, creates heaven and earth, as we read in Psalm 102, verse 25, or Isaiah 45, verse 12. God stretches out his hand and he acts in order to call to life the creation on heaven and earth. Or we find the same expression used in the book of Exodus about the story of the exodus of Israel out of Egypt, when God calls his son out of Egypt. And this redemption from the power of Pharaoh is described as God stretching out his hand in order to deliver his people from bondage. Exodus 3, 19 and 20, chapter 6, verse 6, chapter 5, chapter 15, and then there is a lot of verses in the book of Deuteronomy, showing us God stretching out his hand in order to deliver his people from bondage. And when we go farther in our reading of the Old Testament, we see that the same expression to describe God's acts is used in the preaching of the prophets, especially in the preaching of the prophet Isaiah, when the prophet proclaims the new Exodus, speaking about the promise of God to deliver his people once again from the bondage of Babylon. Isaiah 48, 14, 51, 9, 52, 10, Jeremiah 51, 25. Therefore, what is Mark trying to do? What's the message of Mark for us? Mark is opening our eyes so that we may see that Jesus is God with us, who came into our desperate world, stretching out his hand in order to dissipate with a command the thick darkness of desperation, making us partakers of the life of the new heavens and of the new earth. In fact, we see thirdly, that Jesus not only meets desperation, Jesus not only touches desperation, but also that Jesus transforms desperation. Instead of being defiled by leprosy, Jesus purifies from impurity and heals the leper. The power and the authority of Jesus is so great that even though he touches the leper, he is not made impure, but virtue, power goes on from him in order to transform the condition of the man. And in spite of the stern charge by Jesus, we saw in the last part of our story, in spite of the stern charge by Jesus, the leper is so enthusiastic, for his desperation has been transformed into hope. And the man doesn't listen to Jesus and goes out, and he begins to talk freely about what happened. And he begins to spread the news. Why? Why he doesn't listen to what Jesus told him? Well, I think that the answer is quite simple. The man is so excited, the man is so happy, because Jesus transformed his desperation into hope. And because of this transformation, the man understands in some measure that Jesus came in the world not just to bring hope to him, but to bring hope to the whole desperate world. And that's why he speaks to others about Jesus, because Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the hope of all peoples of the earth. And even though this leper didn't have a great theological understanding, no catechism, no confession, no theological seminary, he grasped, he perceived in some measure that what Jesus did for him was available for the whole world. And so, as we put all things together at the end of our thinking about this story, as we think to Jesus' response to human desperation, stretching out his hand, touching the leper, we understand that Mark is trying to show us that as in the beginning, God stretched out his arm to create heaven and earth, as God stretched out his arm to bring back to life his son Israel after the captivity under the power of Pharaoh in Egypt, as God promised to stretch out again his arm in the new Exodus to make all things new, Mark is showing us that God, in the person and work of Christ, began to stretch out finally and conclusively his arm to give birth to the life of new heavens and of the new earth. Jesus came into our world to bring hope into our desperation. What we see in our world and what we feel in our world is not the last word. The last word about the reality of the universe, about heavens and earth, the last word is the word of the gospel. Jesus came to transform our desperation into hope. And so let us once again open our eyes, open our hearts. Let us receive the promise of life from our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who this morning came to us again in his wonderful compassion, stretching out his hand to give us hope. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with our desperation, with our anxieties, with our fears, with our weaknesses, and we refuse to listen only to the voice of our desperation, fears, anxieties, and we open our ears to listen to the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into our world, who is present this morning among us to bring us true hope. And so we ask you to help us this day to look to Jesus, to see ourselves as this leper of the story in the Gospel of Mark, and to prostrate and fall down at the feet of Jesus, imploring him to show his compassion into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.